from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. This is your SDPV News Podcast. I'm Jackson Dirks in Sioux Falls. Today, a South Dakota Supreme Court ruling that has implications for officers who are victims in officer-involved shootings. A new motorcycle training range opens up in Sioux Falls, and even more. It's Monday, April 27th. Here are today's stories. The South Dakota Supreme Court unanimously rules that certain crime victim protections extend to law enforcement officers. SDPB's CJ Keene has more.
The decision is connected to State v. Albadani, a Sioux Falls case orbiting an incident where two officers contended they were the victims of a crime and therefore protected by a policy known as Marcy's Law. Marcy's Law is a victim bill of rights established in California in 2008 and later enacted in South Dakota. Among other things, it offers protections for victims of crime and their families from the defendant or those who may act on their behalf via anonymity. In the ruling, the court writes, if a law enforcement officer is the victim of a crime, quote, a law enforcement officer is a person under every reasonable interpretation of the word. In his analysis, University of Sioux Falls criminal justice professor Mike Thompson says while this case isn't necessarily a watershed moment in South Dakota legal history, it creates interesting arguments about how precisely these protections function.
Our Supreme Court has also been clear about Marcy's Law is that even though it's enshrined in the Constitution, it is not an absolute protection. It can be regulated by the government to a certain extent.
Because an officer was injured in the line of duty during the incident referenced in this case, Thompson says that it qualifies them as protected by Marcy's Law regulations. He adds this ruling creates questions about the intersection of several constitutionally protected rights and how to manage the friction between them.
If an officer shoots somebody, the shooting officer is not a victim, so they're not covered by Marcy's Law. The person who gets shot may or may not be a victim depending on the legality of the force, and they might be protected by Marcy's Law. From a press standpoint, where that might be an impediment to information, and there again, you've got the conflict of the First Amendment, which is the press's right to know, weighed against the victim's right to privacy under Marcy's Law.
Thompson says ultimately it's a matter that will be considered in future cases via judicial discretion. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene.
A new training range in Sioux Falls is something officials are calling a win for taxpayers and roadway safety. In Larry Roden's tenure as governor, he's done ribbon cuttings via shooting a rifle, chopping a ribbon with an axe, and now he can add a motorcycle to that list. The Department of Public Safety is opening a new motorcycle training range in Sioux Falls. It's a collaborative effort between DPS, the Department of Transportation, and the South Dakota Safety Council. Bob Perry is the Cabinet Secretary for DPS, and he explains the importance of the new training range.
Previously, they had to search and beg and borrow and steal locations to provide the training. Southeast Tech was a place, some other parking lots, basically parking lots. So it was hard to do on weekdays because the parking lots are full, so they always had to do the training on weekends. Now they have a dedicated space out here.
Motorcyclists can take basic rider training courses for on-cycle instruction. Successful completion of the course gives participants a waiver for the DMV's written and riding tests. That gives riders a motorcycle endorsement. Other courses are available at the new training range, such as an advanced braking and cornering clinic. The project looks different than many other taxpayer-funded training areas. The training range is really a plot of asphalt at the Sioux Falls DOT building. Brian Christensen is the director of the Motorcycle Rider Education Program with the South Dakota Safety Council. He called the range, which cost a little over $150,000, a pretty darn good value.
This is something that'll serve the citizens of South Dakota for decades. This is really a very good example of taxpayer money going into something that is working well for the taxpayers. So I couldn't be more proud of the work that everyone put together for this.
The project was funded by the Highway Safety Program and shouldn't require much financial upkeep aside from regular asphalt upkeep. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks. A major road construction project impacting travel on I-90 in western South Dakota is set to begin tomorrow. The Department of Transportation says crews are resurfacing a 15-mile stretch of the interstate between Kennebec and Reliance. It'll require a two-way traffic configuration, and eastbound exits to Lyman and Reliance will close. The bright side, the DOT says a collaborative engineering effort between the state and the contractor found a way to finish the project faster. It was originally set to last until November. Now they expect to have it done by the end of July. Four South Dakota schools are getting state workforce education grants. These grants aim to boost career and technical education, or CTE, programs across middle and high schools. The Frederick School District is getting $55,000 to expand its agriculture program. Hill City is getting $18,000 for the school's manufacturing program. Rapid City Area Schools receives $223,000 for its culinary arts lab. And Spearfish School District is getting $43,000 to purchase industrial equipment. The South Dakota Supreme Court rules in favor of the owner of a survivalist bunker compound near Edgemont in a lease dispute. Vivos X Point owns a complex of former military bunkers it's converted into housing. A resident sued Vivos under the lease agreement, arguing the company changed the lease after it was signed. A circuit court ruled in the resident's favor. But the state's highest court overturned that ruling and ordered the lower court to reconsider the case. South Dakota Newswatch reports the attorney of the resident says they'll continue their legal challenge against Vivos despite the ruling. Governor Larry Rodin is declaring this week Apprenticeship Week in South Dakota. Rodin says apprenticeships create opportunities for young workers while also filling workforce needs. This session, the legislature passed a bill establishing a state office of apprenticeship within the Department of Labor. The state is holding an apprenticeship summit Thursday in Sioux Falls as part of Apprenticeship Week. It'll both recognize companies leading the way in offering apprenticeships while also highlighting the new state apprenticeship agency. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, X, and YouTube at SDPB News and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thanks for listening.